Welcome to another episode of Worst Collection Ever. This is the show where we tell you about the worst comic book collection in existence. And it just happens to belong to us. I'm Jen.
I'm Sean.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
I am terrific.
Terrific?
I'm terrific.
Hmm.
Sorry about last week, guys. Things got a little bit out of hand over here in the homestead, so we were unable to produce as intended.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I do want to make a point in saying that there's a... I came up with an idea on how to maybe kind of fill those spots that we need.
Mm-hmm.
And what I was planning on doing is, and I'm looking forward to this because it's coming this week, is getting the handbook, the official handbook of the Marvel Universe handbook omnibus from the 80s. It's the old school one. And if thank you to all the listeners, because I think I mentioned it. Maybe I mentioned it on the show, or maybe I mentioned it somewhere else. And people are like, yeah, man, it's over here. You can get it for this price. And it's pretty cheap, you know, compared to what is on Amazon. And I was like, sweet. So I went on, like, I think half off trades. I always forget what it's called.
I have no idea.
Something in stock trades.
Okay. Yeah.
And I got myself a copy of that. So that's on its way. And what I'm going to do is when I'm going to probably record a bunch of these by myself. And just record, I mean, or you could do them with me, but, you know, we could talk about, I could talk about guises.
Uh-huh.
Or, you know, different characters in these books just by randomly opening to a page and talking about that particular character.
Guises.
You know, yeah, because that's basically what I like to do anyways.
It's true.
You know, and I figured that would be a good way to fill some time or whatever and give you guys some content. So that'd be kind of neat.
Yeah, because... I threw my back out.
Mm.
So that was kind of part of what was going on. And Sean got back from WrestleMania and there's all this shit going on. So, yeah.
Yeah, it was a rough week.
It was a rough week. I felt very bad.
Yeah. But what was exciting was we went to brunch yesterday.
We did. Because we are fully vaccinated now.
Yes, yes.
So we went... For me personally, first time I've been in a restaurant since March of 2020. It was nice to go to a restaurant. Food was fine. It wasn't anything special. Mimosas were great. I had three of them and then passed out. Well, you know, it was a very good time. It was enjoyable to actually go out and eat at a restaurant, but... As we all know, the best part of my day was standing outside waiting for the place to open and some man walking his dog stopping to tell me that he loved my outfit.
Hey.
And that was always, for me, that's always the most exciting part.
Yeah. No, you looked great.
Yeah, well, I try.
Jen looked like a badass.
I try. I have clothing. I try to put forth effort.
You do.
Yep. So, yeah.
Yeah. So it was cool to get out. And enjoy some stuff for once in over a year. That was pretty rad.
Yeah, totally.
And I also was, Jen mentioned, I was down to WrestleMania for work, which was pretty wild. Just being there and experiencing the thing and working and grabbing content and all this other good stuff. And there's some cool stuff on WWE Podcast that you guys should be checking out that is coming up that I think you guys would think it was pretty, it'd be pretty neat that I worked on. So the After the Bell podcast or the New Day podcast. So you can check those out.
Yeah.
But I am pretty excited. I was excited because I got to go to like, you know, when the opportunity presents itself, you know, if I'm traveling.
Yeah.
I want to go to a comic book store.
Of course.
Or a video game store or something, just taking some of that local culture, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I went to Nerd Out Comics, and it was in the middle like of a, like a, just kind of like how I like it. It's in the middle of like a dingy strip mall.
Yeah.
And the store itself was dingy, and they had dollar boxes, which were on the floor, which I don't necessarily care for. I don't like sitting on it.
Being an old.
Yeah.
Makes that very difficult. Was it like, remember that place in Pasadena where like the dollar boxes were underneath?
Yeah, Collector's Paradise, yeah.
Yeah. Was it Collector's Paradise?
Yeah, Collector's Paradise.
Where it had them underneath the racks of like the new comics. So you were always in someone's way.
Yeah.
That always pissed me off.
Yeah, that wasn't crazy about that. And this one wasn't in people's way, but it was just, I don't like sitting down and sifting through books.
Yeah.
You know, I kind of
give me
like,
a table.
Yeah, give me a table. Give me something that I could just kind of sit, you know, look through and just whatever. You know, and grab a few books or whatever. But I didn't see it. Yeah, I didn't see anything there. I didn't really look too hard for anything for us. But you know, I was there and I was like, "You know, I got to buy at least something."
Yeah.
To support this place.
They were playing metal.
And they were playing metal. It's one of those places where you walk in and they're playing like doom metal. You know, it was very much a thing where like. If you're like, I can imagine like some parents being like, "Oh, you like comic books? You like Avengers? Okay, let's go to the store." Mm-hmm. And you go in there, and it's like, and it is kind of grimy, and I dig it. I mean, the store had a lot of cool stuff in it. You know, it's a bunch of action figures, some old stuff, some new stuff, and I actually picked up what we're gonna be reading from today: the Son of Satan classic trade paperback. Which I was always on a hunt for.
Yeah.
Because it was kind of hard to find, you know, for some reason. Like, it just was, I don't know if it was out of print or if it was just, it was a limited run. Because I only remember seeing it once at, what's that place that, over by the Fa place?
Over by the Fa.
Remember the
In L.A.?
Yeah, in Culver City.
Oh, Pulp Fiction.
Pulp Fiction.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I've only seen it there. And I was like, oh man, I've always wanted to check it out. So I've never had a chance to find it anywhere, but I did manage to find it here and I picked it up. So it was good times with that. And there were no animals, just metal.
Oh, no squids.
Kind of felt like a place there would be a cat hanging around there. Maybe
there was a cat and he was in the back.
Yeah, maybe it was. I don't know, it's kind of felt because sometimes the comic book stores, they have cats.
Yeah.
You know, like,
we would have a cat if we had a comic
book store. Definitely we would let the Harley hang out.
I don't know. He's
kind of a spaz.
He's actually sitting behind my head right now.
Luna's just a nut.
Yeah, that's true.
Harley gets weird sometimes, and Leela doesn't really socialize.
No. Leela would never.
So, yeah.
Literally would never. Luna would be friends.
But she'd just be a pain in the ass.
Yes, no one would want to come to our store.
Nobody
would
be like, oh, that cat's a pain in the ass. She'd be like, meow. So I did have to check that out. That was really the extent of my trip.
Uh-huh.
You know, I didn't do a whole hell of a lot. How do you say that? I'm trying to say something.
Hell of a lot?
Whole hell of a lot.
Yeah.
Because I was busy working. So it was pretty wild. And it was raining for WrestleMania, which was crazy.
Yes.
It's hardcore, man. I mean, WWE, working for WWE and doing podcasts, man, it's a hardcore job and I dig it.
It's pretty funny because Sean texted me and he's like, oh, we're having a rain delay. And I just texted back, what is this? Baseball?
Yeah, right.
Because I did not, much to Sean's disappointment, I did not watch WrestleMania.
You weren't obligated to. It wasn't like I was going to be on it.
Well, that was the thing. If you were going to be on it, I would have watched it. If you were like, oh, hey, babe, I'm going to be one of those bunnies, then I would have watched your bunniness. Or I'm going to be one of the many John Cenas, like that one entrance he had that one time.
Oh, that's right. They had one where there was a bunch of John Cenas.
If you were going to be one of those guys,
I'd be the fat John Cena.
I would watch it. I'd be like, oh, I'm going to watch this and see Sean as John Cena.
Yeah, but look at all those lean boys, and you got me.
I think they were just regular dudes.
Well, I don't know.
If I remember correctly. They weren't all ripped. So, yeah, and then I would have watched it. But I was like, no, I'm going to spend all of my time watching
Law and Order
SVU, because we now have Peacock because you had to get
the E.
So now I'm just like, oh, 22 seasons of Law and Order SVU. Don't mind if I do.
Yeah, no kidding.
I'm not watching all 22 seasons. I don't think I can. I think I'm going to watch until Stabler leaves.
Yeah.
And then then I'll like dip into like organized crime because I just want to see him and Benson fuck. That's literally all.
Do they fuck eventually?
They haven't yet. 22 fucking seasons and they haven't yet. He was married most of the time though.
That's true.
Can't, you know, can't do that. Can't have the whole cheating angle.
Yeah, right.
But they better fuck now because his wife died.
But is she on the organized crime?
She literally just died at the beginning of it.
No, I mean like the Benson.
They'll come in and out. Like she'll be on like one episode and he'll be on like another episode of SVU or whatever. So I think eventually someone will guest star on the other episode.
Yeah.
There better be fucking Bowden because his wife's fucking dead now. So long suffering Kathy Stabler's dead.
That's
it's
funny.
Time. So yeah, that's what I've been doing with my time. But I'm laying on my goddamn back. I felt bad because Sean like had such a great time. He was like doing real things.
Real
like,
things.
Having like a real career. And he comes home to his wife who literally can't even like walk from the bathroom to the bedroom. And they're literally right next door to each other.
That's all right. You did. You're better now.
Mm-hmm. I improved enough to go to
brunch. You're like brunch.
I wanted mimosas. God damn it.
Yeah.
So we did that. And then today, the day we are taping this, which is Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Is the day that the Shang-Chi trailer dropped.
Yeah, I wasn't aware that they were doing this.
I didn't know.
I know the movie was coming out. Yeah, I knew they were working on it. But
I didn't realize it was like coming out.
Yeah, Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings.
It looks cool.
Yeah, it doesn't look like it's bogged down in a bunch of other Marvel bullshit.
I'm hoping.
That's happening. And it looks like it's kind of going to be its own thing, you know, even though it's going to be a part of the MCU.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm down with that.
Yeah.
Because we get to see kind of how that works. And I think it's very much unlike a lot of what we're used to seeing from Marvel.
Yeah.
So I think that's pretty awesome. But I'm looking forward to seeing it eventually, which comes out, I think, September 3rd.
Yeah.
So we've got a couple months. So we've got what? Black Widow coming out the summer.
Black Widow is supposed to be coming out.
I think it's like June, right?
I think so. I think that's right.
Yeah, and then there's this.
Yep. There's Loki show.
And then Loki comes. Yeah, then Loki.
I don't know when that premieres.
I mean, probably after Winter Soldier, which we haven't.
Which we haven't.
We haven't caught up on yet.
No, I was waiting for you to come back before, because I didn't want to watch it without you.
Yeah, you could have.
I know I could have, but I was like, oh, I'll just wait for Sean because then we'll watch it together and then whatever. And I just haven't gotten to it. So we missed two episodes, actually.
That's all right.
We'll get there.
Yeah, we'll catch up on it.
I guess we'll just jump into the book.
Yeah, I guess we'll take a break and we'll come back with our book for this week.
There's something like 115,000 English language podcasts in the world, and no doubt hundreds of them are aimed at the comic book genre.
There are sci-fi comic podcasts.
Horror comic podcasts.
War comic podcasts!
But do you know what we need?
You guys crazy enough to combine those fields and make a podcast of their very own?
Yes. It's the answer to a question no one asked, so that's why we are answering it. Such a gaping hole in the podcast landscape must be filled post-haste.
Did you really just use the word post-haste?
The Weird Warriors podcast covers the Weird War Tales comic book series published by DC Comics from 1971 to 1983. Along the way, we'll also check out other horror and war comics published by DC, Marvel, Charlton, and any other targets that may present themselves to us.
I have the war books and he has the horror books. So if you're ready to take a nice, relaxing look at the hell of war in comic book form from the age of the caveman to the distant future, then report for duty by subscribing to the Weird Warrior podcast, brought to you by the Brothers Spleen, wherever fine podcasting provisions are issued.
Vampires!
Aliens!
Dinosaurs!
Alien dinosaurs!
There's something for everyone.
General Sherman said war is hell, but do you know what else is?
Weird.
For our purposes, yes. So tune in to the Weird Warrior podcast today. Do it. That's an order.
Yes, sir.
Don't call me sir. I work for a living.
But we're not getting paid for this.
Dang.
Well, I'm Max.
And I'm Rich.
And we're going to be bringing you the Weird Warriors podcast, where we will promise to make war
no more.
All right, we're back here at Worst Collection Ever with our book for this week. It is from the Son of Satan Classic Collection trade paperback, Marvel Spotlight Volume 1, number 14, from March 1974. This, I believe, if I'm looking at the Marvel Wiki right, it is. This is the third appearance of Damian Hellstrom.
Oh, ever?
Yeah. Oh. So, because he just debuted in the couple issues before this in Marvel Spotlight. And that's what kind of what this trade does a lot of here. It covers Marvel Spotlight. We got a Marvel team up in here. We got some Ghost Rider.
Mm-hmm.
Marvel 2-in-1, Son of Satan 1-8. What's that? Interesting. See, I don't even know.
Okay.
I'll be interested to read up on this.
And you haven't finished this trade yet.
No, I literally just looked through the random issue and just found this one to pick. Okay. I will go through this though because I do want to dig into it. So, we start off here on the cover, Marvel Spotlight, the Son of Satan, from a frozen hell they came to destroy a world. The Knight of the Ice Demon.
Yes.
And we have...
I like an ice demon.
Was it?
I always like an ice demon.
I like an ice cream demon.
Oh, now I want ice cream.
Can I go to Sonic and be like, can I get ice cream demon, please? And they'd be like,
yes. I'm surprised they don't already have that.
That'd be a good thing for people to check out.
Right?
Yeah, I'd be into that. Actually, you know what you could do is you can make like an ice cream pop or like an ice cream like dish.
Yeah.
And then you have like little chocolate horns coming out of it.
You probably would have to put some sort of spice in it. So it'd have like some sort of kick
Like a mole sauce?
Maybe, yeah. And then it would be like, this is the ice cream demon. You know, we could have in the store that we're obviously going to start one day, our comic book / coffee shop.
Uh-huh.
We will also serve ice cream, where the ice creams will be named after comic book related things.
We will make things up. It'll be fun.
Mm-hmm. And one of them will be the ice cream demon.
The thing's rocky road. It'll be orange.
Yeah.
With chunks of chocolate in it.
I don't know if that. Yeah, well, chocolate and orange go together. Yeah,
they do. Yeah.
I was thinking more of a creamsicle thing for him.
Creamsicle. Yeah, yeah.
So he's like orange and chunky. Maybe with like the waffle cone in it.
Yeah. Yeah. That'd be great.
That sounds great, actually.
now I really want ice cream.
That's it. I'm starting an ice cream store.
Fuck. All right. But yeah, anyways, on the cover here, we got Damian Hellstrom, who is blonde for some reason.
Also, his star's on upside down.
Is it?
His pentagram should be the other way if we're talking about Satan. The point needs to be facing down.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, he's...
Fine.
Yeah, we're just...
The
we're,
70s.
He's a progressive Satanist.
It's just the wrong way.
So you got a bunch of these ice demons coming out of the walls, and they're grabbing him, and then there's a lady here that is being grabbed at too.
Mm-hmm.
So, action is happening.
Yes.
So we start off near Damian Hellstrom's home, which kind of looks like Wayne Manor.
It sure does, because every one of these motherfuckers is rich.
He lives in Wayne Manor. He lives somewhere in New England near a fire lake, so it could be Wayne Manor.
It is, because it's fucking Rhode Island.
Yeah, he's in Rhode Island, so he's by the water somewhere, you know.
Uh-huh.
He's having dunks.
And he even gets to sit in a chair all sad in like a stately library, much like Batman does in Wayne Manor. But
so we start off with the milkman coming in. It's 5 a.m. The hour of the wolf, as some have called
it. That is not a thing.
That's like nobody's ever called it that.
That is not a thing. 5 a.m. is not anything.
Can I wake up at 5 a.m. tomorrow and just be like, hour of the wolf?
No. The only thing that the witching hour is like 3 a.m. and that's it.
I thought it was midnight.
I think it's 3 a.m.
Okay.
Let me Google it.
So the milkman is here, and the milkman is like, oh, he's here's something. And then he turns around.
Yeah.
And what?
In folklore, the witching hour or devil's hour is the time of night, typically between 3 and 4 a.m., that is associated with supernatural events.
Oh, okay. There you go. I was not aware. So the milkman gets startled because he turns around and he sees, what's his face? Damian Hellstrom. Coming back from a night of doing whatever.
Yeah, he's like on a chariot
He's got demon horses.
Demon horses, but I was just like, so is he like the Greek god Helios?
Yeah.
No, who like rides his chariot all day and all night? I didn't realize he had a chariot. Does this ever come back?
He's had a chariot. I remember him having a chariot.
Does he ever use it?
Yeah, he uses it. Probably in the '70s. I mean, probably not. I mean, not in like when he, you know, in the current times.
I just thought you said probably in his '70s. So he's like old.
He's a grampy.
He is, and he's using his thingy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's riding in his flame chariot, and he's, you know, talking to himself,
which disappears into the lake.
Yeah, it just parks itself in the lake. Just the horse is just like, fine, see you later.
Yeah. So like, what happens to this milkman? Because we see him, and he's like freaking out on the stoop, and then we just never see him again.
He goes insane, and he is committed to a sanitarium.
Is that what it says?
No.
Oh.
I don't know. I'm just assuming he does.
Oh, okay.
The Marvel Wiki probably doesn't have anything on it.
No one cares.
First appearance, Milkman.
So. First and only appearance of the Milkman.
R.I.P. Milkman. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, he's like, yeah, you know, Hellstrom's showing up and he's like, yo, this night was wild. Bunch of comet riding and shit. And, you know, the winds are crazy. But I got to get home because... And this is something I was not aware of, that when the sun comes up, he like transforms back into like just regular ass Damian Hellstrom.
And that doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me, especially later when he starts talking about his transformation. I'm like, you just took your shirt off. Like,
yeah, all
you
did was,
you look the same.
You look the same. Your hair is the same. You know, the only thing like here, like he's changing.
I just always thought he had access to his powers. I didn't realize it was something that we could like... That goes away with the sun.
Yeah, I didn't realize he was a night person.
I think that kind of got dropped because I don't think that's true.
Yeah, anymore. I don't think this. I think there was probably a thing that they probably like toying with because it was like, oh yeah, you know, he's got to have some sort of alter ego.
Yeah,
because you know, and by day he's a demonologist. You know,
sure. Is that a real job? Is that just a job made up for like fiction?
I feel it's a fiction job, but I feel like people in recent times, because of shit like Ghost Hunters, have been like, I'm a demonologist.
Yeah, but are you a legit demonologist or are you a guy who shows up on Ghost
You're just
Hunters?
A guy that knows a lot about spooky shit.
Well, it's any goth dude.
I know. That's the thing. He's basically a redheaded goth.
Fair enough. I mean, I knew plenty of them, but like, you're not, that's not like a job.
No, it's not. Okay. No, it's not. But apparently he is in demand as the hottest, and I do mean hot.
Should I be a demonologist and just get like gullible people to give me money and I'll be like,
I think
you'd
make a killing. I think
it's haunted.
I think you could become like Denver's.
I see orbs. Don't you ever watch those shows where they're like taking pictures of orbs and like taping EMPs? Haven't you ever watched any of this shit? It's
no,
insane.
I don't have time for that shit, to be honest.
I have watched it because I so desperately want ghosts to be real and I so don't think they are.
It's a shame.
Isn't it, though? I really want them to be real. I just don't think they are.
I wish they were, too.
I do, too. I do. Anyway.
I want to be haunted.
Sure, yeah. I would love to live in a haunted house. Are you kidding?
I want to be haunted. Anyways. Yeah. So Damian Hellstrom is, you know, he changes back into just regular. He's just, look, just regular ass David. Like, he still has his tattoo or his mark on his chest.
Yeah, he's, there's nothing special about him.
And he's like, all right, well, you know, things are going to be, you know, I guess I'm going to be a regular dude for another couple, until nightfall.
Yep. So. But I'm so tired. I'm just going to sleep in this recliner like an old man.
Yeah.
Don't mind me.
Soliloquying in a chair. I do enjoy people soliloquying by themselves.
Oh yeah, you just got to talk to yourself.
I think I love that. I love that about comics, where it's like that's like the most acceptable thing. Like, not even movies,
right?
Do that. It's just people just being like, ah, ever since my 13th birthday, I've been dealing with this, and it sucks, and I'll always be related to Satan.
Exposition, yeah. But in my head,
well, he's a fresh, you know, dude. So like a lot, you know,
true.
People,
yes,
people now people know about him.
Yeah, that's true.
But you know, of course, he is. You know, even though he is the son of Satan. He is also part mortal, and he's devoted his life to exorcising my father's minions from the world of mortals. Huh. But still, I carry his mark on my chest still. There is no escape from my fate. And he snoozes.
Yeah, he's like, time to go to bed.
But then he gets a phone call. Or yeah. No, his doorbell rings.
It's like a telegram.
He gets a telegram.
Yeah, because it's the 70s, so.
Telegram shows up from a gal.
The 70s version of email.
Yes. Yeah, he gets it's like, you got mail. You got a telegram. He gets a telegram basically telling him that he's like, hey, you know, I'm some chick in
Ohio?
No, St. Louis.
St. Louis.
At Gateway University.
I am a professor at this place. Also, it is haunted.
Yes.
I don't know how, doesn't matter.
We have reason to believe that one of our university buildings is haunted.
Yeah.
I seen a ghost, and he slimed me.
Well, somebody was trying to get a blowjob from a ghost in a library.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then it just...
What's going on in our college?
Well, there's a ghost just sucking dick in the library.
Sounds like Brazzers.
Yeah.
Ghost Brazzers.
There's a ghost just sucking dick in the library.
We have a fellatio ghost.
Fellatio ghost.
That's right. So she's like, hey, you know what? We'll pay your money. You know, money is no object.
Yeah. So come on. And he's like, is this a joke? She's like, this isn't a joke.
It's like, motherfucker, do you think I'm, this is real fucking life.
Yeah.
I'm haunted.
Yep.
Ghosts. So she talks about how she calls this gal, and she's like, hey, yeah, so this is not a joke because our communications building is inhabited by demons. And he's like, well, what is this, a prank? He's like, well, all the students have had their books been slinging around by the poltergeists in here. And then the janitor.
This is my favorite part.
The janitor the woman says, and I will tell you, he was not drinking.
Yeah, he does not drink. And I'm like, do you remember in the 70s when apparently it was totally normal for security guards to be drunk on the job all the time?
Everybody was drunk on the job. That's how it was in the 70s. You could have like
everybody
a six-pack for lunch.
That's true. Everybody was having three martini lunches.
Yeah.
Like I had three fucking, like I don't drink a ton. I had three mimosas at lunch, and I was done for the rest of the day. I don't know how anybody got anything done if they're drinking three, four martinis, but they're probably like hardcore alcoholics.
That reminds me of The Simpsons where, like, I think it's the Frank Grimes episode where Homer's sleeping in like one of those suits, and hazmat suits, but it's still hanging up there. Yeah. And then Frank Grimes is like, he's just like, I found him asleep in the suit. And then he's like, yeah, he had three beers at lunch.
Yep, that's it. That's what it is.
Which I'm like, that's funny.
Yep.
But yeah, no, this is a sober janitor.
Oh, good, good.
Who happened to see an ice statue stalking the building at night. And then out of nowhere, the building is engulfed.
Yeah.
In blue flames.
Yeah. And they were and it didn't burn. It was an ice fire.
And I do like this line here where it says, it's at the point now where most students refuse to even walk by the building. It's like, yeah, because there's blue flames. And yep. I feel like...
There's an ice fire coming out of it.
I feel
and
like...
a demon.
The reaction to this is subdued.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's just kind of like, it's like some ghosts slinging books around and the building's on fire. And then there was like an ice dude by our sober janitor saw him. And it's just kind of weird. You want to come check it out? Instead of just being like, holy fucking shit, the world is ending.
Right.
Because there's fucking demons in our communications building.
I think that was because so many people were drunk and high back in the 70s.
They're in the communications building. That's what a college radio station was. They're out there. The demons are in there playing records. They're not doing station IDs properly.
True. I honestly think like, people were so much more drugged out back then.
Yeah. This is pretty much 1970s Marvel is pretty much just like, hey, you want drugs? You got a story? Come work at Marvel.
Well, no, but I mean, like, they've literally done studies where, like, the generations before ours have used so many more drugs and had way more sex than, like, our generation and even the generation after us. So.
Right.
Yep.
So they, so Hellstorm, comes to St. Louis. This girl, I guess he mentioned something about there being like similar occurrences. You know, this girl's had similar occurrences before.
Mm-hmm.
But he's like, look, I need to check this shit out.
Yes.
And what I need you to do is not follow me in there. I need to be in there by myself.
Yes.
Because I
and I have
nude.
To go tonight, and I'm not going to tell you why.
I'm not going to tell you why.
You, lady, go away.
Go away.
I will... go do this thing. So he like waits. He takes a plane, because don't forget the plane part where he like takes a jet because he's rich to the place.
Mm-hmm.
And then he gets there and he just like waits for nightfall. And then he like...
But he takes a jet to the...
Yeah, he takes it to like... Isn't there a part where he's like...
Well, no, he just arrives in the jet.
Yeah, he takes a jet to...
St. Louis,
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Right, but then he talks to that girl. And
then he talks to her and he's like, leave me alone. And then, like, he turns into Son of Satan.
Well, this is before that where they had this conversation. And this is when the first time where the woman is like, I am fascinated by this man.
Oh, yeah.
She wants seems to so bone distant, the devil. So cold, but he, like, he truly doesn't belong to this world.
Yeah.
And she is smitten.
She's just Christian woman. This is what inspired the song Christian Woman by Typo Negative.
Corpus Christi.
Pretty much. She just wants to fuck the devil.
So he's like, all right, well, you know what I'm going to do?
Well, technically she wants to fuck Jesus, but same thing.
Jesus, devil, same.
She like, never mind. It's a whole thing. Have you ever seen that video? Peter Steele's like dressed up like a priest. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Never got that whole hot priest thing. Some people are like really into hot priests.
I've known a big priests.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what's like, I've never gotten the whole some people really want to fuck priests thing. It doesn't work for me.
Yeah, I don't know.
But you know what? Godspeed.
Yeah, hey, man. Whatever floats
your boat. Fuck those priests.
Yeah, you click that tab on Pornhub.
The priest tab on
priest
Pornhub?
Tab.
Is there a priest tab on Pornhub?
Yeah, I bet there is. I bet if you typed in priests, nuns.
Church.
Oh. I bet you get some good stuff in there.
I bet you would. I bet you really would. It would just be like a dude with like nothing on but the priest collar and just really great abs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got a Pope hat on.
Oh, no, not a Pope hat. You got to wear the, what is that? That, you know, the collar.
Yeah.
There's a
name for it.
Okay. Anyway.
So Hellstrom, he's like, all right, look, I need to get ready. So I'm going to like read a bunch about this demon who I think it is. This Ichthalon.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's because he is the symbol of man's inflexibility and resistance to change because he has an icy touch that makes cold and rigid the minds of men. So if you're...
He's working his magic today.
Yeah, I know. He's made... Ichthalon has cursed this nation.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's like, well, you know... I don't know why he wants to be here, but, you know, I'm going to need to, like, check it out. So then he changes into his Hellstorm, which basically just means he takes off his shirt.
Yeah.
And puts on some red pants.
And he kind of uses his, he says something like he feels totally different or whatever. And then, like, he uses his pitchfork or something to, like, bubble fly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he could fly with his pitchfork, but only short distances because he has to concentrate. So that's why for longer distances. So if he's going to
he's got to get a plane.
Yeah, he's got to get a plane or his horses.
Oh,
so
I
if
see.
He's doing shit by day, but at night he's like it's full horse. You know, he's got his horses.
Give me that full horse.
They come out of the lake and they scare a bunch of milkmen, and it's a good time. So he flies over to this building. And he's like, all right, what I'm going to do before I go in here, I'm going to draw an Ankh.
Oh, yes.
The Dr. Fate symbol.
Yes, because apparently that will keep these demons from exiting the building.
Yes.
Now, they could have exited at any other time.
And they could have exited any other... They could have went the back way.
Right.
It's a big communications building. There are probably two entrances.
There has to be at least one fire exit.
Yeah, they could.
You'd think they could go out that one.
They could have. I mean, if they're ice made out of ice, they could have turned into water and gotten through the toilet,
right?
And gotten through the septic system.
100%.
And here's the thing: they didn't know that this Ankh was in the front of the building until they actually
until
go
later.
Leave.
Yeah, and I'm like, why did you try to leave before? And they're like, oh, just didn't want to.
I didn't want to. We were having fun.
We were really having fun, like lighting this building on fire with this ice flame.
We're having fun being disc jockeys at the local radio station, at the college radio station, playing the Monkees.
Yeah, the Monkees.
Because it's probably like the station is probably like super hardcore into like, you know, like weird psychedelic bands.
Yeah,
and they're just like the Monkees.
I mean, if there's one thing I know about demons, it's that they love the Monkees.
Yes, sir.
Hey, we're the Monkees.
Hey, we're the demons. I like that.
That's good.
That's a good show.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he goes into this building and he's just like, all right, well, they're around here somewhere. And all, you know, and this is when all the demons jump up through the floor. One of them just grabs him.
Mm-hmm.
And I do enjoy him getting grabbed and him going, by the seven circles.
Oh, boy.
He's like, I got enough time to make a quip.
Yep.
So he gets pulled into this hole in the floor, which hurtles him down into the world known as, there's a name for it. It's a cold world. Boreas.
Okay.
Like, or I think it's like, Aurora Borealis.
Okay.
Maybe it's like Borealis. David Boreanaz.
Oh, shit. He goes to David Boreanaz's house?
Yes. They go to David Boreanaz's house.
Bor Hellstrom is stuck at David Boreanaz's house.
He's like, hey, what's going on?
I bet he's got a collection or something he probably wants to show you. That's why Hellstrom can't leave.
Yeah, what kind
He's like, well, you can't leave because you got to come see like all the spoons I bought. Whenever my wife and I go somewhere, we collect spoons, and here they are. They're all on display. I'm going to tell you stories about every spoon.
Every time we go to a restaurant, me, Dave Boreanaz, I take a spoon.
And then I label them. And then I'm going to tell you about every single restaurant I've ever been to.
Here's the thing, though. I ask first.
Of course.
I go, can David I have Boreanaz a spoon?
David Boreanaz is a thoughtful man.
I go, can I have a spoon?
He pays extra for that Denny's spoon. So that he can go home and write like Denny's and then the date and then what he ate. And then he has him in a display case.
He leaves a lot of money behind to the point where his money manager is like, dude.
Accountant?
Yeah, his guy, his money guy.
Money guy, uh-huh.
His accountant is like, David Boreanaz, you're spending way too much on spoons.
Do you just want to buy a set of spoons? Like, we could just buy silverware. You can go to Ross and buy silverware for like $15.
Like, yeah, but like I like set. Having this, but I can only eat spoon. I can only have spoons from restaurants.
Yeah, I have to have a memory tied to the spoon.
Yeah.
And it gets a little weird because sometimes I'll actually take them from my friend's house. Like if I'll go to so-and-so's house for Thanksgiving, like me, David Boreanaz, went to David Duchovny's house for Thanksgiving and I stole one of his spoons.
He's like, he took a spoon. That's what happens to Hollywood guys. People, stars be out there stealing spoons.
I feel like this could be like something on not Arrested Development, Larry David show.
Oh yeah, this is definitely a plot on Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Thank you. That's it. I was like, oh, what's the fucking name of it? It's yes,
definitely David.
David Boreanaz comes over, steals one of Larry's spoons,
and he's like, hey, you stole a spoon.
And the whole thing is just him trying to get the fucking spoon back. Yeah,
100%. Yeah, no, it's actually this is the best episode of. We just wrote one. Just wrote an episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm
or Seinfeld. Pick one.
So he's in David Boreanaz's house and all the ice demons are there, and he's Son of Satan's like, yo, it's pretty chilly down here to the point it might kill me.
Oh no.
And it's like, yeah, because you're not wearing a shirt.
That's what happens
in the coldest place.
That's what happens when you don't wear shirts.
Yes, he's in the place where like when hell freezes over, this is where it freezes over.
Yeah. And he's just one of those guys like who live in cold climates who are like, oh, 14 degrees, I'm wearing shorts.
Yeah, he's one of those shorts. He's one of those dudes.
One of those dudes, yeah. I went to high school with a lot of those dudes.
Yeah. Did you also go to the high school with the dudes that also, like, wore their, like, winter coats everywhere, too? Like, they did the anti-bro thing where they would just wear their coats?
Not really. The winter coat thing here was more like, look at how many ski passes I have attached to my jacket.
Mm, okay.
Because that's how they used to do season passes.
Oh, okay.
So you'd like see the rich kids with their big puffy coats and have like four ski passes for like all of the mountains.
Right.
Because even back then it was expensive.
So Ixalan shows up and he's like, all right, enough of this shit. I'm going to put you in a big box. Big box of ice.
Yeah.
And that means that you're fucked.
Yeah,
and
fuck off.
And then what's his face is like, Hellstrom's like, hey, so why are you here? And he's like, because you're just like fucking with this school building. You know, you could do so much better. And he's like, well, we were summoned here we are summoned to that place inadvertently by a human who quote unquote teaches there. because, like ourselves, he seeks to squash the human creative potential.
Yeah, fuck you.
So we're hanging out.
He has done such a good job for me. I haven't written shit in months. Congratulations. Fuck.
I have writer's block.
I do. It's really difficult. I don't know what to write anymore. Given up.
No, maybe you're being frozen by the demons.
I'm going to watch Law and Order till I die.
Why don't you write a spec for Law and Order.
It would just basically be fan fiction. Be like, and then they fuck. And here's 15 pages about fucking.
Yeah. I said Raw and Order. So I was kind of mixing the wrestling and the Law and Order.
I mean, if it is Raw and Order.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what I'll call it. Raw and Order. And it'll be all about fucking.
Yep.
With no condoms.
Raw dog and order.
Pretty much.
So he's like, yeah, you know what? This is, you know, because you know, the humans are so easy to corrupt, you know, I'm just going to come through this way.
Yeah.
You know, because there was nobody else wanted us ice demons. There's no other way in this entire world or other plane of existence for us to get through here.
Yeah.
So this is it. Hellstrom's like, it's like, ah, shit, it's cold. My flames are even freezing. This is fucked up.
Yeah.
And so the ice demons come to Earth. And they're like, all right, time to leave. They open the door. And the Ankh is there. Yeah, now, mind you, this also plays into something that happens later.
Mm.
They could just get rid of that shit.
Yes, they could.
They could just be like, haha, we're made of ice, and this is made of fire.
Melt. Yeah. Freeze. You know,
whatever.
I mean, if wherever they sent Hellstrom is so cold that his fire is freezing, then they could do the same thing to the Ankh.
Right.
Right? Or they could just go out the back door.
Well, they go, you know what we're going to have to do? We're going to do something different. Let's merge with the walls.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
And figure this out. So then the
I am one with the building.
Yeah. So the lady shows up. I forgot what her name is.
Oh, it doesn't matter. Blonde chick.
Yeah. This gal shows up and she hangs out. Oh, she's with the janitor whose name is Dennis.
Oh, that's right. Dennis, the janitor, the one who doesn't drink.
Dennis! Oh, Dr. Reynolds, that's her.
Oh, sure.
So this Dr. Reynolds is like, hey, I'm going to like see what he's up to in here. And the janitor's like, yeah, but like since I don't drink, you know, I have deductive reasoning to say that he didn't want you in there. So you shouldn't be in there. And she's like, fuck that.
Yeah. Go back to drinking. Yeah.
So she throws.
He puts water on it. He's like, I guess I should clean this up then.
Well, he sees this. He's like, oh, look, it's graffiti. And she's like, it's an Ankh symbol. It's a mystic sign. Maybe you should have get rid of it. And the janitor is like, well, cleaning this place is my job.
So
I'm going to go ahead and throw water on it because I just happen to have this bucket and mop with me and hand my hands at all times.
I am a janitor, after all.
I am a janitor.
And then that's when the demons are like, woo, we can escape now.
Yes, let's go.
Yay.
Us the, from the legions of David Boreanaz. We can now finally leave this building.
Yeah.
We can shut down that radio transmitter and get the frig out of here.
Yep.
And this is when Dennis, who actually is like, hey, look, you know, he's like, hey, ice demons, you guys, if you want to get through, you want to get through to the world, you got to get through me first.
Yeah.
And they pretty much just job him out.
And they get through him.
They get through him because they are ice demons. And Dr. Reynolds is like, oh, shit, I can't leave. I need to fight them somehow. Oh, look at this pitchfork that's still here. Because we forgot to mention, when Hellstrom got pulled into this, to the Boreas place.
Yeah.
He dropped his pitchfork.
Yeah.
So.
But then she's like, well, I'm going to pick it up and try to fight these demony things. And then he's like, oh, somebody's touching my pitchfork.
Yeah, Hellstrom's down in this place here. And he's like, oh, somebody's touching my pitchfork.
Sweet. And then he's like, oh, I can just like, he says like intelligent life or something. It's like,
intelligence has come in contact with the trident. I can draw myself through her.
Yeah, so
I could draw myself to her through the psych-sensitive metal.
Yeah, and he, like, sucks himself out of this dimension by, like, focusing on her touch on his trident or something.
Yes.
Sure. But he gets out.
They get out, and he chases them, but then they all run outside to you know, out the door because the Ankh symbol's not there.
Yep.
And they start... Going to town, you know, on the outside world. And Ixalan grabs the lady, and he's like, you know what? I'm gonna kill this woman if you don't like end this assault. And he goes, you know what? You might as well kill her.
Yep, fuck it.
Because he's like, I'll not jeopardize all say, I'll not, you know, I'll, you could. You could
just kill her.
Kill a woman, but I shouldn't also be like that shitty just to have somebody die.
Right. He's like, oh, I can't even be responsible for the loss of one life or whatever.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So he turns his back, and then he basically is like, ah, psych. And he shoots him with his fire stick or whatever.
Yeah.
And condemns him back to... his world. I mean, it's funny because he's like, hey, you gave me your word, and Hellstrom's like, yeah, but like, I am the deceiver's son,
right? Why'd so you believe me?
I'm literally the son of Satan.
Yeah.
Why would you believe?
Don't trust anything I say.
Yeah.
Basically,
I will lie to you because my father. That's what
that's my job.
It's my job is to do. You know, even though I hate my father, I am pretty much.
I hate my father, but then sometimes it's useful.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when I need to lean into the Satanness, I'm gonna. It's basically how that goes.
Yeah, he's like, you know, sometimes it works for me. You know, it works for me when I need it.
Yeah,
you know, he's kind of a hypocrite.
It's not really a marriage of convenience, but basically the same idea.
Right.
Yeah.
So
it's a father of convenience.
Right. So he banishes his demon away.
Bye, demon.
He goes to check on the doctor. And the doctor's like, oh, I'm doing okay. And he goes, what are the five fingers
say
to the face?
That's exactly what I was just going to say. I was going to say the exact same thing. I was like, oh, I'm gonna drop that line.
Yeah.
Nope, Sean's going to do it first.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's basically like, he quoting the Chappelle Show, saying, what are the five fingers going to say to the face? And he fucking slaps this woman.
Even before she finishes saying that she's okay, she's like, yeah, I'm okay.
Like, shut up, you dumb bitch. And he just like slaps her across the face.
He's like, bitch, I told you not to interrupt me when I was doing my shit.
Because this is the 70s. And then it's fine. And she's like, oh, he hit me, but I liked it.
Well, she hits her. And he's like, and you're going to pay me. Bitch better have my money.
Pretty much. Yeah. Yeah.
And then he flies away, you know, and then this woman's like, who is he? I am so fascinated, yet so frightened.
Yeah, because he fucking slapped you, you
he
moron.
Slapped you.
Like, man, you guys gotta negotiate that shit. If you are into slapping, that's fine. You go ahead and do that weird, you know, whatever your S&M fantasy might be. But you got to negotiate that. You can't just walk up to somebody and slap them in the face.
I'm surprised that Damien Hellstrom is not a money up front kind of guy. Kind of with his business. He's like, yeah. Yo, I'm
or at least half up front.
Yeah.
Some.
Get that deposit. I mean, granted, they paid for his travel.
Much like a sex worker. Dude, you pay up front.
Yeah.
And then we talk about it.
Yeah. But that's it.
Yeah.
That's it for this.
Slap.
For this, yeah, this book ends with a man with the hero slapping a woman in
yes,
the face.
Yes, it sure does.
And flying off and saying, "Bitch, better have my money."
Yeah, pretty much. It's a thing.
Pay me. Flies away.
Yeah. Hey.
Oh, brother.
Fuck you. Pay me. That's
fuck
how this
yeah,
works.
He basically, he's like, "Fuck you. Pay me."
Yeah. Fuck you. Pay me. Yeah, I did the work. Fucking pay me.
Oh, brother. Yeah, no, it was kind of one of those things where I'm reading this. I'm just like, all right, you know, we're beating up Satan demons. We're beating up ice demons. Okay, cool. It's like, oh, all right.
Yeah.
I guess that's where we went. But the next episode or next issue of this is just something to do with Black Sabbath.
Mm.
Sadly, it's not the band. No. But this chick hangs around him. As expected.
She wants that D. That devil D.
She wants that devil D. That son of devil D.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Would you want to read the next issue of The Son of Satan and Marvel Spotlight?
I mean, does he slap her again?
I don't know. I'm checking through here. I don't think so.
All right.
I
yeah.
mean, maybe, I hope he doesn't.
Maybe if we're not slapping people for no fucking reason. Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, you got the trade. Might as well.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to read through this. This is going to be a blast.
Yeah.
Because it's wacko 70s shit.
Yes.
Why not? It's always a treat to get the 70s stuff collected.
I agree.
You know, when I can, especially stuff like that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But that's it for this week's show. Thank you for listening. You can find us on Twitter and Instagram. I'm at Angry Hero Sean.
And I'm at Jen Stansfield on Twitter and Instagram. You can find the show on Facebook at Worst Collection Ever or email the show, worstcollectionever@gmail.com.
And please rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast. Or, I'm sorry, we're not supposed to say subscribe anymore.
Follow.
Follow and rate, review, and follow the podcast because subscribe.
But I still subscribe on Apple Podcasts.
Right, but the thing is that Apple doesn't want you saying subscribe anymore because it gives people the impression that they have to pay for it. I know. Jen just gave me a look like...
Okay.
It's like, what the hell are you saying? It's like, no.
We've been saying subscribe for how many years? This is ridiculous.
But yeah, finally, it's like somebody at Apple like looked up a thesaurus like, and it was like, wait a minute. This could mean money and it's free.
Could you fill a bag this large with money?
Can you fill a bag this full of podcasts? Oh, brother. Yeah, no, it's ridiculous.
Mm.
But follow the podcast, I guess. You can follow us.
Sure.
On Apple Podcasts or anywhere you get the show. That's what you do. And leave a review, and that'd be really dope. And please check me out on YouTube, Angry Hero 79. Where I open up some action figures. I open up the evolution of Sting, which I have a lot of fun doing. And I am going to figure out maybe, who knows when, how to stream some video games. And you guys can watch me play video games.
Oh, man.
Because I have the equipment. I just kind of fell off. But,
yeah.
But we'll figure it out. Anyways, folks, thanks for listening. And we'll talk to you again next time.
Bye.